We're learning Masech the Shabbos daf Peivavim in days. The sugi already starts on Peivavim and Aleph, the sugi of Pelet Teshech Vezera, where we have the whole shackle of Vitaria, Machloikis Tanon, by Pelet Teshech Vezera, Ishiz Meshemesh is Mitasa. When the Shech Vezera comes out, it makes her Tamei. The Shech Vezera is Tamei, it's an Avatuma. It makes the Isha Tamei, Pelet says it didn't like a Roya. But after a certain amount of time, the Sheikh Vezer is Masriach, it's not considered Sheikh Vezer anymore, she wouldn't have a din of Pelet the Sheikh Vezer. And the Gemara learns out the amount of time from the Matan Torah that they did Prisha. The Gemara is saying it's because of Pelet the Sheikh Vezer. And from the time they did Prisha till the time of Matan Torah, after that, there'll be no longer a din of Pelet the Sheikh Vezer. That's the Hanukkah of the Sugya. Shemar brings down a brisa. It's really most of it's a Mishnah in Mikvais, Paraches Mishnah Gimel, with three Shitas Tanam, Ablezim and Azariah, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, what's the din? And then the Gemara in Amud Beis, the end of the Sugya, brings the Chachamim Eimrim, the Sheishay Nishleimus, like we'll see. And the Gemara goes through each of the Tanam, learn up the Psukim. There's a question if we know Matan Torah was given on Shabbos. And the question is, when was the Prisha? When were they told not to have any more Tashmish Hamita? Was that Thursday? Or was that Wednesday? It really depends when they came to Tar Sinai, if they came on Sunday or they came on Monday, like the Gemara discusses. So that's one of the questions that we have to discuss. When is someone Pelet the Sheikh Vezera? And the other question, the precise timing of the Tzivui, and when did the Eibishter want that they should be Tevel, as evidence in the Sugya. So there's really two Mahalchim, though. The Rashi and Taisus have one Pshat in the three Tanon, Rabbi Elazar and Azariah, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, and subsequently the Chachamim Maimrim. And the Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis and Mikvais, Peraches Mishnah Gimel, has a different Pshat. And there are two big Shinuyim between the Rambam and Rashi and Taisus. Most of the Shinuyim here go like Rashi and Taisus. And one of them is very Negeya, La'alach, it's Negeya to the Chachamim Maimrim, and it's very negay, even halacha lemaisa, because halacha lemaisa, we do have the din of Pelet the Sheikh Vezera when it comes to an isha counting Zayin Nikim. An isha is when she meshes mitas and she becomes a nida, she can only start the Zayin Nikim when there's no more chash, it shall be Pelet the Sheikh Vezera. When she's Pelet the Sheikh Vezera, that would shter the day of Zayin Nikim. So that's why she has to wait till the end, till she can no longer be Pelet the Sheikh Vezera to start the Zayin Nikim. It comes out very negel halacha, like we'll explain. So Rashi and Taisus learn that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Shmuel, Rashi says Pelet the Sheikh Vezera b'yom hashlishi tahira. The Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Shmuel, aimet pam shem dalat einus pam shem hein einus pam shem vav einus. That's all on pei vavim and aleph. And Rabbi Kiva says la'olam hey v'miyatsa mixes einu mishein and eislam mixes einu shishis. So Rashi and Taisus explain as follows. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Shmuel both hold that you say mixes hayim kekulei in regard to Pelet the Sheikh Vezera, which is interesting. The Sheikh Vezera being Masriach should be totally in an amount of time like Rabbi Kiva holds. But Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Shmuel both agree no. It doesn't depend on the amount of time. It depends on the amount of halachic days, calendar days. But they're arguing if it's the third day or the fourth day. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that says the third day is tahar, that means till the third day it's tamei, but the third day it's tahar. And it doesn't make a difference when during the day the tashmish was, when during the 24-hour day the tashmish was. So let's take the Gemara's example of Shabbos. If the Isha was Mishameshes Mitasa on Thursday, whether Thursday starts from Wednesday night, whether she was Mishameshes Mitasa on the very beginning of Wednesday night, or she was Meshameshes Mitasa on the end of Thursday afternoon. But either way, it's Yom Hei, the halachic Thursday, from Wednesday night, which is Leil Hei, till the end of Yom Hei. So she'll be Tar on Shabbos. And it was in her Tar will start on Leil Shabbos. If she's Meshameshes any time on Thursday, starting from the beginning of Wednesday night, she's Peletes for that day, Thursday. Whether it's 24 hours, like she started from the beginning of Wednesday night, or it's 2 minutes, if she's Meshamesh, it's the end of Thursday, she's Tummy that day, Friday, and then already Shabbos, she's Tar. And that's because b'chamishi avid prisha, and the prisha didn't have to be till the end of the day, and then by Shabbos they were fine. And Rabbi Shmuel also agrees you say mixa seyem kekulei, but he says that the prisha was on Wednesday. So again, Wednesday, the entire day, from Tuesday night until Wednesday afternoon, if she's in Shemeshes then, you have that day, you have Thursday, you have Friday. So Friday is, you know, B'yom Shlishi is Tmeya. And B'yom Revi, from the beginning of Friday night, it's Tahar. And that's what Bishmal meant. Sometimes it's four Einais, when she's Meshemeshes, let's say late Wednesday afternoon. So you have the four Einais are Wednesday night, Thursday day, Thursday night and Friday day, and then she's already tar after four Einais. Sometimes five when she's Meshemeshes early Wednesday morning. And sometimes six when she's Meshemeshes in the beginning of Tuesday night, which is also the halachic Wednesday. You'll need six Einais, six 12-hour periods to get to Friday night. And then Echanami Taisa says, well, Rabbi Zayi also could have said sometimes two, sometimes three, and sometimes four. Because Rabbi Lezman and Shmuel both agree to the Mixas Hayem Kekula idea. Rabbi Kiva, he's Mechadish, no, it doesn't depend on the halachic day. It depends on a certain amount of hours that go by. Rabbi Kiva held the amount of hours were five Einais, 60 hours, five 12-hour periods, whenever it starts. Because he holds Revi Avid Prisha. But Revi, like the Gemara explains, means in the early morning of Revi, that's when it started. The five 12-hour periods ended Friday night. So all three of them hold that it ended Friday night. And the Gemara says that they didn't want it to be table Friday night because Leimi Reish Seisa Dibarti, and they didn't want to be table Shabbos morning because Leim Holchem for Tevila and Leim Holchem Kriyas HaTorah. No, exactly the time of the Gemara. And the Maskanis HaGemara, the Chacham say Sheish Einei Shleimis, was like this. You have two Machlokes in. The Rabbanim Pashis, why they hold Sheish Einei Shleimis is because they also hold like Rabbi Akiva, that it's a time lapse. And they also hold like Rabbi Akiva, that, like Rabbi Yossi, that Bedalad Ovid Prisha. But they hold Einei Chinami. The Paletis ended Shabbos morning, and they could be Tevel, even though some were already going to Mekabel Torah, the others would be going for Tevila. It's not a problem. That's the Sugya of Rashi and Taisis and Kamari Shenim. But the Rambam Pirush Mishnah is the two Chilukim. One in Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, and the other in Rabbi Shmuel. In Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, the Rambam holds, Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah also holds of Einais, just like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah agrees with Rabbi Kiva, not with Rabbi Shmuel. But Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah that holds that the Torah was given on that the Prisha was set on Thursday. So Mela, just like Rabbi Kiva holds five Einais, Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah holds three Einais. And when he says B'yayim Ashlishi Yitar, not necessarily, it's just you could be tar. In other words, if Anisha's Meshemeshes Mitasa on Thursday, late afternoon, you need three Einais, that would be Thursday night, Friday morning, and Friday night, and she'll still be Pilates until Shabbos morning. Shabbos morning should be tar. But if she's Pilates Friday night, she'll still be Tameh, because it's still within the three Einais, even though it's the third day. And Rabbi Kiva says five Einais, because he says Wednesday night. But the point is, in Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, it's a matter of Einais. So that's one Machlekes. The second one is in Rabbi Shmuel, which the Rambam has a bit more of a complicated pshat in Rabbi Shmuel, a Pamim Shehem Dalet, Pamim Shehem Hei, Pamim Shehem Vav, that he says like this, you need 2 days, and day is going to be defined as from sunrise to sunset, and then a mixus of the third day. That's what you need, always. 2 full days, and a mixus of the third day. So if she's Mishamish Mitasa on Wednesday, after sunrise on Wednesday, so the 2 days would be Thursday and Friday, and you need a mixus of Shabbos, and then when she's Paletus and Shabbos after sunrise, yeah, once you have a little bit after sunrise, then she'll be tar again. So that's true. Let's say she's Mishamish Wednesday night, late Wednesday night. So then it'll be 4 Einais till Shabbos morning. Let's say she's Mishamish Wednesday afternoon, then it'll be five Einis of Shabbos morning. Let's say it's a Mishamish Wednesday morning after sunrise, then it'll be six Einis of Shabbos morning. But you'll always need like this. You'll need 2 days and a day defined from sunrise to sunset, and then the next day after sunrise, that's when it stops. Now, the Pirush Mishnayos doesn't explain the Gemara in Shabbos at all. You'll have a pretty big difficulty, but Rabbeinu Chananel helps out a lot. See, our Girsa, Lefi Rashi and Tosis, is that Bishloima Rav Elazar ben Azariah Karabanan, Dar Rav Heva Prisha, Rav Shmuel Karav Yasi, Dar Medalon of Prisha, El Rav Akiva Kamat. Because Rav Shmuel and Rav Elazar ben Azariah, they both hold this Mixus Ayem Kekulai. So it's them, it's just one holds like Karabanan, one holds like Rabbi Yasi. And then the Gemara Muches to understand Rabbi Akiva. Rabbeinu Chananel is Geiris, and he held like the Rambam, that Bishleim Rav Elazar ben Azariah Dar Karabanan, V'Rabbi Akiva Dama Karab Yasi, because they hold the same thing, it's a matter of Einos, but Rabbi Shmuel Dama Kaman. And the whole thing about Hashkama Allah is all to explain Shitas Rabbi Shmuel. Thank the Tishkach, it does answer some of the problems that you're going to have with Rashi and Taisis Pshat. But then come Makam Maharich in the Diktukim of the Sugya. Just Bechol is to explain that according to the Rambam, when the Gemara says this thing of Bashkama Allah and the other Shakla V'tayr of the Gemara wasn't explaining Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara was Fakert explaining Rabbi Yishmael. But what's in the Gei Halacha L'maisa in the Rambam is the Chacham at the end. When the Gemara says Zu Divrei Rabbi Yishmael V'Rabbi Akiva Ava Chacham Aimrim, the Rambam was Geiris Sholesh Einos Shleimos Binah. And the Rambam holds this Chachamim is the same as Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Just, the Rav Elazar ben Azariah didn't explain it so well. He just said, Rav Elazar ben Azariah just said that Paletus B'yam Shlishi is Torah. He didn't explain what exactly the Zman is. So now the Gemara is explaining the Zman, according to the Rambam, is Shalish Aina Shlemis. So, our Giris is Shesh Aina Shlemis, and that's because we go like Rav Yasi, and we don't hold the Mixus Ayem Kekulei, and we hold it starts on Wednesday morning, and we hold it ends on Shabbos morning. So that's Sheish Einish Leimais, Wednesday to Thursday to Friday to Shabbos. That's how Rashi and Taisus and other Rishonim learn the Gemara. But the Rambam holds that we hold like the Rabbanan. And we also don't hold the Mixus Ayem Kekulei, but we don't start from Thursday morning. We start from Thursday night, and the mela we have in Shalish Einos, that's when you become Tahar. Now, Kama Rishenim mentioned that the original Girsa was Shalish Einos, that the Svarim Dukdakim had Shalish Einos, though the Ramban and the Chedush Aran and others, they say that the Shalish Einos means 3 24-hour periods. So it means the same thing as Shesh Einos. Shalish Einos means 3 24-hour periods. Because in the Cheshbon HaSugya, they're learning that we go, that we don't say Mixus Ayem Kekulei, and that we're Maisif more time there in B'kiva. B'kiva said 5 minus 60 hours, and we're Maisif another 12 hours, 72 hours. But the Baal Amar says, Klal like the Rambam is also Mefurish, that it's Shalosh Einos, and it's 3 12-hour periods. It's 36 hours. Because you hold like the Chachamim, and that's what he holds Shita Shabazim and Azari is. So like we said, that should be a very big nafkamina lahalacha. The Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuv Tzadik Vav brings down the din that within 72 hours, Pulet Teshich Vazer would mess up the Zayin Akiyim. And therefore, if the Ishis Meshemeshish Mitasa then becomes a Nida, she can't start the Zayin Akiyim until 72 hours after the Tashmish Hamita. According to the Rambam and the Baal Amar, it would only be 36 hours. Now, it's an interesting thing. Like the Bir Agra makes two comments on the Shulchan Aruch that says that by Meshemeshes Mitasa and she's Ras Adam, she has to wait 72 hours before she counts as Zayin Nikim. First of all, many Rishonim don't really hold of that halacha. They hold that Pulet Teshif Azera only shteres for Taharis. It doesn't shter Lebaila. The Ravid says that clear, and he says that's the mashmois of the earlier Rishonim who don't bring this halach in Hilchas Nida, Taisus and the Rosh holds it shteres legabe nida as well, and so does the Rashba and Taisus Habayis. But the Rishayim earlier than Taisus and the Rosh and the Rashba do not bring down this halacha. The Mashmais is like the Ravid that Bechal does no din polite the Shechma Zera legabe Zayin Nekiyim. And second of all, the Gaon says, Lamai said the original Nusach, the Shitas HaGaonim, was Gimel Einos. Now, like we said, the Ari Shainim that hold Gimel Einos Gufa means 72 hours. The Ramban and the Ran say that. But the Ari Shainim, the Rambam and the Balamar, that say that Gimel Einos means 36 hours. But the Shulchan Aruch is Machmir, 72 hours, and is Machmir Doshter. And not only that, despite the fact that both these halachas, say the halacha if Pulet Shech Mezerish Terzayin Akim, and say the halacha if you have to wait 72 hours, because according to the Rambam and the Balamar, you only have to wait 36 hours, they're both applicable in the Ravisam, but the Ramah is Machmir, two Chumris, from the Gedolei, from the later Rishonim, that he says that first of all, you have to wait an extra day, because we're afraid that you might make a mistake and be Meshamish Mitasu Bein Hashmashis, and not realize exactly the day it is, and because you have to add one day in order not to make a mistake, so she shouldn't start the Zayin Nekiyim after 4 days, she should start after five. And the second thing he adds a Chumrah is even if she was a Mishameshes Mitasa, the fact alone that she had a Riyaz Dam, where always Cheshish, maybe she was Mishamesh and she forgot about it, so she has to wait the 5 days from the Riyaz Dam, not from the Tash Shemita. And that's why the minig is, when the Isha becomes a Nida, she doesn't start the Zayin Nekiyim till after 5 days from when she started becoming a Nida. Which is interesting, because the whole Zayin Nekiyim is usually only Derabanan, if she's not a Zava. And the whole Din of Pulet Shech Mezerah is a Machalikis Rishainim. And waiting 72 hours, waiting 3 days, is also a Machalikis Rishainim. And with all that, we're Machmer, not only we're Machmer, but we're Machmer even more, to wait an extra day, and to wait even if she wasn't Meshameshes Mitasa. But these are chumras that are minhagim halacha, that the Kol Bnei Ashkenaz were noig on themselves, and they become a chiyuv gomer for everyone to keep. And here we're going to discuss the next inyan, which is very related to this inyan, which is the Magen Avraham's kasha. The Magen Avraham, in Siman Tav Tzadik Dalet, asks a kasha that we say on Shavuos, Zman Matan Torah, we celebrate Shavuos on Vav Sivan, and we say Zman Matan Torah. Now we have here in the Brisa, Tanur Rabbanan, B'shishi B'chaydish Nitna Aseres Adibis Lishol, Rabbi Yishem V'shiva Bay. So, according to the Rabbanan, it fits why we say Zman Matan Torah on the 6th of Sivan, because that's the Zman Matan Torah, that's when we got the Aseres Adibis. But according to Rabbi Yasi, we got the Aseres Adibis on the 7th of Sivan. So how can we say Zman Matan Torah on the 7th of Sivan according to Rav Yosi? So the Magen Avraham says, Elamai, we paskin like the Rabbanan. But the problem is, like we said, when it comes to Zayin Nekiyim, we say Vavayne Shleimais, 72 hours. And that's only going like Rav Yosi, that says that V'dalad Avid Prisha. And according to that, like the Gemara explains, the Torah was given on Zayin Sivan. So how does it stim waiting the Vav Einei Shleimais, like in Siman Kuf Tzadik Vav and Yeridea for Zayin Nekiyim, with the fact that we say Zman Matan Torah Seinu on Vav Sivan? That's the Kasha. Now, accepting the Kasha at face value, in other words, assuming that the Anach of the question is right, that according to the Rabbanan, Zman Matan Torah Seinu is Vav Sivan, according to Rabbi Yosi, Zman Matan Teresenu was Zayin Sivan. So we, who say Zman Matan Teresenu Vav Sivan, that only stims according to the Rabbanan. So how does it stim with the fact that in Hilchas Nida, we go like Rabbi Yosi, and we wait 72 hours for Pulat Shech Mezerah? So we have the following Teretz. The Magen Avraham's Teretz is, Einachinami, we really pass him like the Rabbanan. That we wait 72 hours is a Chumrah. And the Chassam Sefer, it's in Siman Kuf Ayin Tes, he goes with this teretz, and because of that, he's meikel when it's a big shas etchak, not to wait 72 hours, b'makam netus, b'makam igun, or whatever it is, but he says, you see, the Magen Avraham says, we really don't pasken 72 hours, we really pasken 36 hours, we really pasken like the Rambam, We're really passing like the Rabbanan. But that's one teretz. We passing like the Rabbanan. 72 hours is a chumrah. Now there's another teretz from Kama Achreinim, the crazy place he says it in Siman Kuf Tzadik Vav. The Pnei Yeshua says it Eifenart. The Sfasem Asusa says it Eifenart. That the Sheish Einei Shleimais of the Rabbanan don't come from Matan Torah. We're really passing like the Rabbanan. And the Sheish Einei Shleimais aren't coming from Matan Torah. The Yerushalmi says that you learn it out because it says Zeis Torah says Zav Shetetzim in the Sheikh of Zerah. Just like Zav is 3 days of Tumah, so Pulet the Sheikh of Zerah is also 3 days. And we don't learn out from Matan Torah. Now the Kasha is, even if you have a Makar for 3 days, Yerushalmi, but has it shtim? According to the Rabbanan, since we paskel like the Rabbanan, so the Torah was given on Vav Sivan, and the Prisha was then on Thursday, Dalet Sivan. So Lamaisa, what happened at Har Sinai? They were Pelet the Shech Vezerah. Even if the Makar is not from there, but it has to shtim, so there are three Mahalchim. The place here says his Torah, it says that a nace happened, they made sure that no one should be polite to Sheikh Mazara. Not a problem. They made sure that after 2 days, no one was polite to Sheikh Mazara. All the Sheikh Mazara came out before the day of Matan Torah. Just like the Gemara says, it wasn't actually given for Tvula Yayim. It was only royally given for Tvula Yayim. It happened to be, no one was polite then. So who had then? We all, it's 72 hours, based on a completely different Makar. I, and Matan Torah, they would have been polite to Sheikh Mazara? No, they wish to make sure that they wouldn't. The Pnei Yeshua says that according to this pshat, that it was 72 hours from a different Makar, and we paskin like the Rabbanan, so the Prisha was done before. The whole Gemara that discusses B'dalet Avid Prisha is also Lefi the Sugya, Lefi the other Tanan. But Lefi the Halacha of the Chachamim, that it's Sheish Ayin Ishleimus, and if it's Lefi the Yerushalmin, it's a different Makar, so the Prisha was before. The Prisha was on the second day they came to Har Sinai, or the third day they came to Har Sinai, not the fourth day, and Melu which dim that they weren't Pelet to Sheikh Vezera. And the Sfasema says that according to this Tam, there was no problem Pelet to Sheikh Vezera. The reason Al Tiksha Elisha had nothing to do with Pelet to Sheikh Vezera, there was other reasons for it. The whole Hanach of the Gemara, that what's going on by Har Sinai was Pelet to Sheikh Vezera, doesn't exist. They were Pelet to Sheikh Vezera, and it was okay. The Torah could be given to Pelet to Sheikh Vezera. So again, we have the Magen Avraham's Kasha, Astira. We say Zman Matan Torah Seinu on Vav Sivan. Vaishas all like the Rabbanan. We also wait 72 hours. That goes like Rav Yesi. So the Magen Avraham says, we paskin like the Chachamim, we machma like Rav Yesi. And Achrayim say that we paskin like the Chachamim, and the 72 hours isn't coming from Rav Yesi, isn't coming from B'dalet Avid Prisha. It's coming from a different Makar, it's coming from the Yerushalmi, and for whatever reason, they didn't have the problem of Pelet to Sheikh Mazara at the time of Matan Torah. Now, you can really say in other Teretz that we passing like Rabbi Yasi. But according to Rabbi Yasi, still, Shishi B'Sivan is called the Yom Matan Torah. Now, why would that be? So the two Taimim that are given for this thing, that maybe even according to Rabbi Yasi, Yom HaShishi is called the Yom Matan Torah. One time is, what Taisa says in Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Taisa says there, Mara says the Yom HaShishi, and the reason why it says Yom HaShishi, because it was a Tanai, that there were Masna with Ma'aseh Bereishis, if Klal Yisrael Mekabel Torah good, and if not, the Gemara brings it here also. And Taisa asks the Kasha, the Torah, according to Rabbi Yasi, wasn't given the Yom HaShishi, it was given the Yom HaShvi. So Taisa says, but it was supposed to be given the Yom HaShishi. It was Moshe Rabbeinu that was Moshe from Echa Midaite, like we'll see. Really, even according to Rabbi Yasi, the original plan was to give the Torah B'Shishi B'Sivan, but Moshe was Moshe from Echa Midaite. So that's why it became Shvi. But the day of Matan Torah was supposed to be Yom HaShishi. The Maral in Tiferes Yisrael, Perich of Zion, says that's a pshat that it's Matan Torah. Mitzad the Mekabel, the Mekabelim weren't ready till the next day, so they wished to wait an extra day. But the Nisim was already ready to give it on that day, on Friday, on Shishi B'Sivan. Moshe Rabbeinu added a day. So the Matan Torah was B'Shishi, just they weren't Mekabel yet. And the Beis Halevi says a little bit more. He says that the Pshat in Matan Torah is that Klal Yisrael becomes in charge of the Torah, And whenever Klal Yisrael darshin, and whenever Klal Yisrael agayz, it becomes gufei Torah. And the Chachmei HaTorah become the Bailam over the Torah, and the Torah is given al pi avanosam, al pi their drashas, al pi their gzeiris. So that was Chal and Shisha B'Sivan. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe Yomecha Midaitoi, and his came a Kadosh Baruch Hu Yodai. So that's the pshat now, Klal Yisrael has a Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to be Moshe Yomecha Midaitoi, whether it was a drasha, we'll see in the next year, it's a drasha, or it was a gzeira that he made, but either way, he was able to be mechadish in Torah, and that made the gufei Torah that the Torah taka was pushed off to the next day. So that is the matan Torah. As I state in the Beis Halevi in Parshas Yisrael. So that's why even according to Rabbi Yasi, you could say, b'shishi b'sivan, and the Yantav also says, Sim Membeis, main as our teretz from Taisus and Avodah Zarah. So, come days, we have three teretzim so far on the Magen Avraham's Shaila. The Magen Avraham's teretz, that we're really passing like the Chachamim, but we're only Machma like Rabbi Yasi. Or we have the Achreidim's teretz, we pass like the Chachamim, but the three days, the 72 hours, is not coming from Rabbi Yasi, it's coming from a different Makar. And then we have another passable teretz, the Maral, or the Beis Halevi, or the Ani Gemtiv, that really we pass like Rabbi Yasi, but even according to Rabbi Yasi, Vav Sivan is the aim of Matan Torah. Now this is all according to the Hanacha, that the Zman Matan Torah Seinu that we say, is only according to the Rabbanan, or maybe according to Rabbi Yasi also, if you're going to say according to Rabbi Yasi, Vav Sivan is Zman Matan Torah Seinu. But if you're going to name according to Rabbi Yasi, that the Zman Matan Torah Seinu was Shiva B'Sivan, so we wouldn't say Zman Matan Torah Seinu on Shavuos. But this Hanacha Gufa is Tzarech Bir Rav, like we're going to explain a little bit. We'll start off, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, it's that Vav and Aleph, that Shavuos could sometimes come out in Hay Sivan, sometimes Vav Sivan, sometimes Zayin Sivan. How is it? If Nisan and Iyar are both Malay, they're both 30-day months, so then Shavuos will come out on Hay Sivan. If they're both Chaser, both of them are chaser, then it will come out in Zayin Sivan. If one's Mali and one's chaser, then it will come out in Vav Sivan. Now, in our calendar, which was made after they stopped being Mekadosh Al Piriya, we always have one Mali and one chaser, and that's why for us, Shavuos always comes out on Vav Sivan. But when they were still Mekadosh Al Piriya, which is the Zman of the Tanoim, even after the Zman of the Churban Abayis, the Zman of the Tanoim, the Zman of Amiram, according to the Rambam, till the Zman of Abayi and Rava, Shavuos didn't have to come out in Vav Sivan. It could have came out in Hay Sivan, or Vav Sivan, or Zayin Sivan, depending on the Kviya of the Archa. So the Shail is, if Matan Torah is Vav Sivan, or if Matan Torah is Zayin Sivan, so what's pshat that Shavuos is sometimes Hay, and sometimes Vav, and sometimes Zayin? It's not on this man Matan Torah. So there's a Tshuvas Rivash, a very interesting Tshuvas Rivash, Simon Tzadik Vav, and the Achreinim will quote it. The Chalkyakev and the Pre-Chadash and the Shulchan Aruch Harav. And he says, Eile Chinami. Shavuos wasn't necessarily the Zman Matan Torah. Shavuos is the 50th day of the Omer. Whenever the 50th day of the Omer comes out, that's when Shavuos is. That's a pshat in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. That you count 50 days, 49 days of Sfiras Omer from the second day of Pesach, until you finish 49 days, and the next day is Shavuos, period. And like we said, depending on whether, if both Nisan and Iyar are both Malay, those 50 days will end on Hay Sivan. If they're both Chassid, they'll end on Zayin Sivan. If one's Malay, one's Chassid, they'll end on Vav Sivan. Say Nechanami, it doesn't have to be in the Zman of Matan Torah. But since we made a calendar that it should be always coming out of Vav Sivan, therefore, we say, Zman Matan Torah Seinu. And with that, the Rivash answers another question. The Gemara is Mavur, and we'll see it as we go through the Sugis, we'll see all this, but I think I'm on a better dice now already. The Gemara is Mavur, that they went out of Mitzrayim on a Thursday, and Matan Torah, like we see here, is Shabbos. Now, the truth is, the Gemara wasn't clear that way. There was a tzad that both according to Rabbi Yasi and according to Rabbanan, they went out on a Thursday, and Matan Torah was Shabbos, and according to the Rabbanan, both Nisan and Iyar was Mali, and that's why they went out on a Thursday, and Vav Sivan turned out to be Shabbos. And according to Rabbi Yossi, one was Mali and one was Chaser, and that's why Zayin Sivan turned out to be Shabbos. And the Gemara Gada has another tzad, that according to the Rabbanan, they went out of Mitzrayim on a Friday. And Mela, one was Mali, one was Chaser, and Shuas came out on Shabbos. But the Rivash was going with the tzad that they went out of Mitzrayim on Thursday. So for Ekta Rivash Akasha, and the Magen Avraham asked the same question. If they went out of Mitzrayim on Thursday, and Matan Torah was on Shabbos, that's not the 50th day of the Omer. Matan Torah then comes out, was on the 51st day of the Omer. Always, 50 days of the Omer, you have 7 weeks, 50 days of the Omer end up, the 50th day ends up the next calendar day after Pesach. If Pesach, let's say, Derech Mashal, is Sunday, so Shavuos will be Monday. If Pesach is Thursday, so Shavuos will be Friday. Well, here, Yetzias Mitzrayim was on Thursday, and Vav Sivan, or whatever Matan Torah was on Shabbos. That's not the 50th day of the Omer. That's the 51st. So the Rivash says, it's not a problem. We don't have to celebrate Shavuos on the day of the month of Matan Torah. We don't have to celebrate Shavuos on the precise day of the Omer that Matan Torah was. We don't. The day of the Omer of Matan Torah was 51. The day we celebrate Shavuos, the Torah tells us, is 50. That's fine. But since the way we happen to work, the 50th day of the Omer, and our calendar always comes at Vav Sivan, and Vav Sivan happened to be the date that the Torah was given, that's why we say Zman Matan Torah Seinu on Vav Sivan. As I state in the Rivash, you see, the emphasis of the Magen Avraham asked that the second kasha, the Magen Avraham's first kasha was to be passing like Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi, has a shtim with the Zayin Nekiyim, with the Palet Shech Mazera, and his answer was he passing like the Chachamim, the Vavnit Torah, and Rabbi Yossi is only a Chumrah. Then he asked another question. How had we happened? Matan Torah was given on the 51st day of the Omer. So he says a very strange thing from Rabbi Nachum Azariah, from the Ramah Mifanu, that that's to tell you a remnant of Yantav Sheni Shogolius. Not so clear what he means by that. But the Achreinim, like I told you, the Prichadosh, the Chalkyankiv, and others, Shulchan Aruch Harav, they say the Rivash answers the question. You're right. The Torah was given the 51st day of the Omer. And Shavuos is the 50th day of the Omer. That's okay. No one ever said that it had to be the same day of the Omer as Matan Torah was. But then we say Zman Matan Torah Seinu on Shavuos, because Grada the Torah happened to be given on Vav Sivan, and even though Shavuos is not necessarily Vav Sivan, but to us that it's always Vav Sivan, we say Zman Matan Torah Seinu. Dash state in the Rivash and the Achreinim Amatiket. And to me, the whole thing is Mamash Apela. We say Zman Matan Torah Seinu because it happens to be on Vav Sivan, which happens to be the Torah, not because Shavuos is the Yom Tov HaVegeshtal for Matan Torah. L'chari, the Nusach HaTfilah doesn't sound that way. As even when we say, Batitin Lanu Eschag HaMatzah says, Zman Chay Seinu, it's not the Pshat that Grad that happens to be the Zman Chay Seinu. It means the Chag is the Chag of Zman Chay Seinu. So who would then... Chag HaShavuos, Zman Matan Torah Seinu, is the Chag of Matan Torah. See, the emphasis says, it's Mefurish and Chazal in a few places, that Shavuos is for Matan Torah. The Torah never says it. The Torah never says klar what the Yom Tov Shavuos is for. It says it's a Chag HaKotzer, a Chag HaShavuos. It tells you when it is. It doesn't define a date for it. It just defines a certain amount of time after Pesach. But the Ikka, what's most Mefurish, is the Gemara Mesachim, that it says, "Akol meidem atzeres levinu lachem mishnu yom shenit nebatera." And l'chayy the Gemara doesn't mean that vav sivan is lachem. L'chayy even in the days of Makanash Apiria, and it could have been hay sivan, and it could have been vav sivan, and it could have been zayin sivan, but all three of them need lachem because it's yom shenit nebatera liyisrael. And Rav Yosef said you should make egla tulsa because the lav hu yayim de kagarim kam yosef ikib b'shuka. According to the Rambam, Rav Yosef was still in the times of Makadosh al Piriya. He says it happened till Abayev Rava, which is after Rav Yosef. Also, the Gemara Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph that says that the kriya of Shavuos is Aseres HaDibros, and the Mishnayos and the Brisos that say, well, even the time they were Makadosh al Piriya, And still, the kriya of Shavuos, which has to be the kriya of Inyan Shalayim, was Aseres Adibris. Vaistes Inyan Shalayim of Shavuos, Ladas Chazal, is Matan Torah. And there was other Midrashim, the Marshal the Yushalmi in Rosh Hashanah, Perik Dal, Alachaches, that says that the Musaf of Shavuos, it doesn't say Chatos, because there's no Chait, because the Makabal Torah. So it just says Sir, it doesn't say it's a Chatos. And Kama other Midrashi Chazal, that the Yantav of Shavuos is the Yantav of Matan Torah. So then it's only when the Yantav of Shavuos comes out on Vav Sivan, then it's Zman Matan Torah Seinu, but when it doesn't come out on Vav Sivan, it's not Zman Matan Torah Seinu. It's a Pella. I mean, the Sefer Achinuch, Lamashal, when he talks about what the Shrashi of Svir Saimir is and what the Shrashi of Mitzvah of Shavuos is, he says clearly that Svir Saimir is to count down to Matan Torah, and Shavuos is to celebrate Matan Torah. I would want to be madchik a little bit in the Rivash that he's masking that Shavuos is for Matan Torah. He just doesn't like that the Lashon Zman Matan Torah Seinu should be on a different date. But I admit it's a big daichik in the Rivash. And it bothers me very much, the Rivash and Achreinim, Amatikit, the Prichadish and the Chalkyankiv and the Shulchan Aruch Rav and others. And the Ridva Nitvas Michadash says something very interesting. A little bit less shver than the Rivash, also very interesting in Mechudish. He also names on the Hanacha that Avadish Shavuos has to be in the Zman Matan Torah. Not like what the Rivash seems to be saying. But the Ritva asks the following question. He says, if both according to Rabbanan and according to Rabbi Yesi, they went out of Mitzrayim and Shavuos. So Kumtais, that was the Magen Avraham's other question. Kumtais is the 51st day of the Eimer. So how do we make Shavuos on the 50th day of the Eimer when the Torah was given on the 51st day of the Eimer? So he starts with one teretz, the Ein Hachinami. Shavuos is not mechuvin the day of the Eimer of Matan Torah. It's mechuvin the day of the month of Matan Torah. L'maisa Shavuos is Vav Sivan. And according to Rabbi Yesi, he says Shavuos is Zayin Sivan. And Mamela, it works. Because even though it doesn't fit with the day of the Eimer of Matan Torah, it fits with the day of the month of Matan Torah. In fact, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says not the way. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that sometimes it's the fifth day, and sometimes it's the sixth day of Sivan, and the seventh day of Sivan. So it doesn't fit not with the day of the month, and not with the day of the Eimer. As I fact the Ritva. So Zagdu Ritva, that brice in Rosh Hashanah that says, sometimes it's the fifth, sometimes it's the sixth, sometimes it's the seventh, that brice holds that the Yidden went out on Friday. So Mamela Matan Torah was given on the 50th day of the Eimer, and that's the Kviyas of Zman Matan Torah Seinu. 50th day of the Eimer, that's the Kviyas of Shavuos. Rabbi Yesi doesn't hold the way. Rabbi Yesi Behechrich has to hold, since he holds B'Zayin B'Siva Nitna Torah, so Al-Picheshbin, it has to be at least 51 days. So he says Rabbi Yesi doesn't hold of the Braisa in Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yesi holds that Shavuos is always on Zayin Sivan. I guess he probably means that they manipulate the months to make that the end of the Svir Sa'imah should always come out on Zayin Sivan. But we Paskin like the Rabbanan. We Paskin that Klaisa went out of Mitzrayim on Friday, and Mail is the 50th day of the Eimer, and Mail that's his Zman Matan Torah Seinu. But you see, the Ritva also names on that Shavuos has to be the day of Matan Torah. It could be one of two things. Either it could be that Pshat Shavuos is the day of the month of Matan Torah, or Shavuos is the day of the Eimer of Matan Torah. So Mela, we Paskin, it's the day of the Eimer of Matan Torah, because we Paskin like the Rabbanan, and we Paskin like the Braisa says that they went out of Mitzrayim on Friday, so it's the 50th day of the Eimer. And according to Rav Yesi, that doesn't shtim, they went out on Thursday. Ein Hachinami, Shavuos is always Zayin Sivan. It's not the 50th day of the Eimer. Or maybe they can make Zayin Sivan every year the 50th day of the Eimer. Peladik Achidish. But Kavshutai, I always learned like this. About the Torah doesn't give a day of the month for Shavuos, and that's the pshat in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that sometimes it's five, sometimes it's six, sometimes it's seven. I don't know how the Ritva could say there's a machlokes about it. The Torah doesn't say any day of the month. The Torah says you count 49 days and the 50th day you make Shavuos. And if the Kviyas of the Archa, we know the calendar before they fix the calendar, so Nisan could have been Malei Yechaser, you could have been Malei Yechaser. So I'll be Cheshman, it's sometimes five, sometimes six, sometimes seven. And Mamash don't see a Makim for any machlokes. Now the pshat is that the Yontif of Shavuos was not Mesuyim to a day of the month, like all the Yom Tovim. The Yontif of Shavuos is Mesuyim to a date after Pesach. Came what the Ramban says in Parshas Emor, that the Yimei Sfir Sa'imer is like a Cholamayin between Pesach and Shavuos. Just like Shvi Shel Pesach is not Mesuyim for Chaf Aleph Nisan. Shvi Shel Pesach is the seventh day after Tesvav Nisan. It always comes out the same. But it's not the Chaf Aleph Nisan that's Keveya. Shavuos, the Kviyas of Shavuos, is not the day of Sivan. It's this many days after Pesach. And the sum of the Indian is because the sign of all Yom Tov is that's when the Ashpa of the Yantiv comes. The Ashpa of Zman Chay Hussein, the Ashpa of Tzis Mitzrayim was Tezvav Nisan. The Ashpa of Man Teiri is after Sviya Sa'imah, after the Avodah Sviya Sa'imah, after the Shiva Shavuos, then comes the Teira. But I think that we don't say Zman Man Teiri Seinu on Shavuos because Vav Nitna Teira or because Vazay Nitna Teira. We say Zman Man Teiri Seinu on Shavuos because it's the 50th day of the Omer, because that's the Kviyas of Shavuos. And it doesn't matter if Shavuos is Behei, or Bevav, or Bezayin. We say it's Zman Matan Teiri Seinu, because that's the time of the Omer. And the Ritva pretty much says this in the Rabbanan. But the Shaila is, how does it stim with the Tzad that they went out of Mitzrayim on Thursday? So Kumtais was the 51st day of the Omer. So where did we get the 50th day of the Omer being Matan Teiri? Matan Teiri is really the 51st day. So we could say one of two terutzim. Either Sefer Keret, that we paskin in Gansan like Rav Yossi. We don't paskin like the Rabbanan. We paskin like Rav Yossi. Or if we would paskin like the Rabbanan, then the pshat is we have to say that they went out of Mitzrayim on Friday. To say they went out of Mitzrayim on Thursday, that would only stim like Rav Yossi. And according to Rav Yossi, the Zman Matan Teiri Seinu was Friday, even though the Aseres Adibris was given on Shabbos. But like we said before, since Mitzad the Neisen HaTeira, like the Maral, he was ready to give it on Friday, that was the Chalos Matan Teira. The Isif Yemechem Yidait, that doesn't count. Or like the Beis HaLevi, since that was the day that Moshe Rabbeinu made the Drosh, and it was Niskavu, it was given to us, he's the Balabas of the Teira. For Akapanim, it's already a Teisen of Eidazar, that this man Matan Teira was Friday. So if you go with the Rabbanan, you could say that they went out of Mitzrayim on Friday. And if you go with the Beisi, you have to say that the Zman Matan Teiri was Friday. But even the Zman Matan Teiri was the 50th day of the Omer. And that's the Kviyas of Zman Matan Teiri saying it had nothing to do with the day of the month. Then Ayni Yantiv says another very Geshmakizach. Because there is a Tzad in the Gemara that according to the Rabbanan, they went out on Thursday. And the Gemara doesn't ask the Kasha, so what happened? So Shavuos wasn't the 50th day of the Omer, it was the 51st day of the Omer. So what do you do with that Tzad? So them, according to that Tzad, Shavuos is not on Zman Matan Teiri Seinu. So Zakt Einig Yantif, this is Simna and Bey, it's a Gemalde Gevart. He says, the Torah says two things. The Torah says 49 days, 7 weeks. The Torah also says 50 days. Taish to the Pshat, it's not the Pshat you have to count 50 days, but there has to be 50 days. There has to be 50 days between Pesach and Shavuos. 50 days, including the first day of Pesach. It's 49 days starting from the second day of Pesach, and 50 days if you include the first day of Pesach. He brings the Medrash Rabban Shir Shirim Rabbah Tepuch Nas Nureach, that just like a Tepuch, in 50 days it blossoms, who would then call Yisrael after 50 days, they got the Torah. Within 50 days. Now, at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, you couldn't count Tezvav Nisan in the 50 days. You could count Tezayin Nisan in the 49 days, but you couldn't count Tesvav Nisan in the 50 days, because they didn't go out to Mitzrayim until the morning. So they couldn't count that day. So the 50 days also, besides the Cheshbon of the 49 days and 7 weeks, but the 50 days also had to start from the second day of Pesach. So they weren't finished the 50 days until the 51st day of the Omer. Masha'en Kain, from every year after that, the 50 days that you need is counting the first day of Pesach. So now the Yisayid of Shavuos is, Yisayid of Matan Teiri, the Zman Matan Teiri Seinu means 50 days after Pesach. In the first year, the 50 days couldn't include the first day. Afterwards, the 50 days could include the first day. But that would explain why, even according to the Rabbanan, even if you hold that they went out on Thursday, you could still say that the 50th day of the Omer, that is the Zman Matan Teiri Seinu. That's the Einig Yantiv Pshat.